The audience here in the music shed at Tanglewood is awaiting the appearance on stage of Erich Lansdorf to open our Boston Symphony Berkshire Festival concert with Overture to Egmont, Opus 84, by Beethoven. Together with incidental music, the overture was composed by Beethoven in 1810 when he was 40. The music was used with Goethe's play as produced that year in Vienna. It was said at the time that Beethoven would really have preferred a commission for William Tell. Still, the heroic Count of the Netherlands, champion of liberty and independence for his people, meeting death on the scaffold at the hands of the tyrannical Duke of Alba, was an ideal subject for the republican Beethoven. The overture, just about the only part of the score still heard today, gives the sense of the main currents of the play. Goethe wrote Egmont in 1787. Now coming on stage, Erich Lansdorf for Overture to Egmont, Opus 84 by Beethoven.
Thank you.
Overture to Egmont, Opus 84 by Beethoven. Erich Meinsdorf conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Mr. Meinsdorf is returning to the stage. The edge of the stage, as a matter of fact, and he's asked the orchestra to stand. He's bowing from the left as he faces the stage. In a few moments, our Berkshire Festival concert will continue with Symphony in C, Opus 21 by Beethoven. The first movement is marked Allegro con brio with an adagio molto introduction. The second movement, Andante cantabile con moto. The third movement, Minuetto, Allegro molto e vivace, and the fourth movement finale, Adagio, Allegro molto vivace. The Beethoven First Symphony had its first performance in Vienna in April of 1800. The original manuscript has never been found, and there's no certainty as to when it was composed, but sketches in counterpoint for the finale have been found dated 1795, when Beethoven was 25. The full score was not published until 1820. The Vienna concert of 1800 was the first of those mammoth affairs in which Beethoven was often to participate during his lifetime. For his first public Viennese concert given for his own benefit, Beethoven made the necessary bows to the classical giants Mozart and Haydn by conducting a Mozart symphony, as well as airs from Haydn's creation. Then came his popular septet, followed by one of his piano concertos with Beethoven as soloist. This was followed by improvisations at the piano, an art which today is lost except in the French school of organ playing. And finally, the concert concluded with a symphony in C. Actually, the concert seems to have been received with a great deal of interest and with a decent amount of critical approval. Beethoven already had acquired a formidable reputation in Vienna as a pianist and as an improvisationist of great skill. The fact that he had already composed a number of sonatas, trios, and sets of variations was fairly well known. In the orchestral field, he had only tried two cantatas, which were never published, and also the first two piano concertos, which he'd written for his own use. Following the tradition of Haydn and Mozart, Beethoven used a slow introduction for the first movement. He also did this for the second, fourth, and seventh symphonies. But with these later works, even the second and D, the extended introductions which were used bore very little relationship with the very classical 12-bar opening of the First Symphony. Once again, Erich Leinsdorf is on stage for Symphony No. 1 in C, Opus 21, by Beethoven.
Thank you.
Symphony No. 1 in C, Opus 21 by Beethoven. Erich Reinsdorf conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The orchestra is standing as Mr. Reinsdorf bows. Erich Reinsdorf has been recalled. He's signaling for the orchestra to stand as he comes toward the podium. With the C major symphony, we come to the midpoint of this full-length broadcast Berkshire Festival concert by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Erich Reinsdorf conductor. The program opened with Overture to Egmont by Beethoven. A word now about our soloist. 23-year-old Andre Watts made his debut with the Boston Symphony Orchestra last winter. He started to study the piano with his mother when he was 7. 2 years later, he won a competition to play a Haydn concert for one of the Philadelphia Orchestra children's concerts, appearing the following summer at the Robin Hood Dell. And at the age of 14, he was soloist again with the Philadelphia Orchestra in Franck's Symphonic Variations. He auditioned for Leonard Bernstein shortly afterward, and early in 1963 was soloist at a New York Philharmonic Young People's Concert. 3 weeks later, he stepped in to take the place of Glenn Gould, who was ill, for 2 regular New York Philharmonic subscription concerts. Since then, Andre Watts has played with many of the major orchestras in the United States and in Europe with the London Philharmonic and the Berlin Philharmonic. During a State Department tour in the autumn of 1967, he made solo appearances abroad in many cities, including Paris, Munich, Milan, Athens, and Tehran. Andre Watts records for Columbia Records. The second piano concerto, dubbed by Edward Hanslick, a symphony with piano obbligato, was completed in 1881 when Brahms was 48. The premiere took place that same year in Budapest with Brahms as the soloist. The first Boston performance took place in 1884. Although Brahms could coyly refer to this gigantic work as a tiny, tiny piano concerto, it seems that the making of such a work was for him a serious matter. 22 years had passed since the first in D minor. Because the D minor concerto took many, many years to achieve any sort of popularity, even in the tried and true Brahms strongholds, a second piano concerto would have been eminently serviceable for the pianist composer to use on tour. Still, it was not until after his fame as a symphonist had been established that Brahms, without haste, attacked the problem of another piano concerto. Apparently, as early as 1878, while on his first springtime visit to Italy, the concerto began to take shape in his mind. Upon his return from Italy, Brahms not only put down his sketches for the new concerto, but also began work on 2 major compositions in D, the Second Symphony and the Violin Concerto. 3 years later, Brahms returned to Italy for another springtime visit. Then, when back in Vienna, he completed the score for the B-flat piano concerto. Despite his heavy-handed playing as a soloist, the new concerto was successful everywhere except, as usual, Leipzig, Brahms' nemesis. Here, while admiration for Brahms as a symphonist was fast developing, the polite works of Mendelssohn was still the last word for concertos. In Leipzig, it was the story of the D minor piano concerto all over again. Still, by 1895, when Brahms, in the role of conductor, made his last personal appearance in Leipzig, the audience was able to sit through both piano concertos in one concert and share the results. Now, in just a moment, the lights will dim here in the shed. Mr. Reinsdorf will be appearing with Andre Watts, for Concerto No. 2 in B-flat for piano and orchestra, Opus 83 by Johannes Brahms. We still seem to have a moment before the two principals appear. So, reading from our program booklet. Although one critic in Vienna found Brahms' playing uneven and at times heavy, a decided success is reported from each city, with a single and unusual exception of Leipzig, as we reported. The Gewandhausler, who were developing an actual admiration of Brahms, the symphonist, evidently still considered that the last and all-sufficient word in pianoforte concertos had been said by Mendelssohn. Brahms had asked Elisabeth von Herzenberg to send him the press notices, and the poor lady's store of tact, so often needed, was again called into play. She wrote, "Here are the desired bird notes." One of the critics, by the way, was Vogel. "If you had not left definite orders, I should really be ashamed to send you such discreditable stuff. Although looked at in a humorous light, it has its charm." But in brief, the critics were compelled by honesty to report a general coolness on the part of the public. It was the less tactful Bülow who took his Meiningen Orchestra to Leipzig in March of that year, and making a speech in the old Brahms concert, told the Leipzigers that he had arranged the program by express command of the Duke. Well, our two principals are now on stage. André Watts and Mr. Leinsdorf for Concerto No. 2 in B-flat for piano and orchestra, Opus 83 by Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
Concerto No. 2 in B-flat for piano and orchestra, Opus 83 by Johannes Brahms. Andre Watts was soloist with Erich Reinsdorf and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Jules Eskin, principal cellist, is standing with the other two principals, bowing. Our soloist, Andre Watts, is returning to the stage. Once again, Andre Watts. This time, Mr. Reinsdorf is with him. Mr. Reinsdorf has signaled that you'll best understand. And he's coming over to join Mr. Watts and Mr. Reinsdorf. Now the orchestra's standing. Here's Andre Watts once again. Once again, our soloist, Andre Watts, on stage. The rhythmic clapping, once more recalling the soloist, and probably Mr. Reinsdorf. And here they are, the two principals, Andre Watts with Erich Reinsdorf. With the Brahms, we come to the end of another full-length broadcast Berkshire Festival concert by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Erich Leinsdorf conductor. Heard earlier, Overture to Egmont and Symphony No. 1 in C by Beethoven.
Japan Airlines has a trip to top them all. Imagine visiting 75 nations in the space of a week or two. Imagine Expo 70. 75 countries are getting together on a once quiet hillside in Japan to put on the greatest show the world has ever seen. It opens next March 15th. Make Japan Airlines part of your Expo adventure and enjoy the gracious hospitality of Japan the moment you step aboard. For information on economical Expo tours, see your travel agent or call your local JAL office.
For the next Boston Symphony Berkshire Festival concert, Erich Leinsdorf will be back and he will devote the program to a single work, a complete performance of Otello by Verdi. The cast, Walter Casserly, Cheryl Milnes, Marilyn Niska, Richard Taylor, Joaquin Romaguera, Luther Enstadt, Ryan Edwards, and Rose Taylor. Also assisting the Berkshire Boy Choir, the Berkshire Festival Chorus, the Tanglewood Choir, and the Framingham Choral Society. The Boston Symphony records exclusively for RCA Victor. This program was produced for the Boston Symphony Transcription Trust. Your symphony producer is Jordan M. Whitelaw, the engineer Richard L. Kay and Frederick Portnoy, and this is William Pierce inviting to be with us again next week.